Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Gosh, the last few months we've spent a lot of time talking about Virginia Military Institute and the really nasty allegations about the environment at VMI. And then I have to tell you, when I pushed to say, okay, you're saying it's a racist, violent, terrible place, what have you actually uncovered that would be specifics that would illuminate that? I just don't hear the specific allegations that back that up. I hear a lot of emotional responses, but not specifics that say people are abused there. And let's be honest, if you're a first-year student at a cadet, a rat at VMI, it's probably not going to be a great experience for you, but that's why you go there, is so that you can, quote unquote, I guess, be broken down and rebuilt as a military officer. Carmen Villani is VMI alum from 1976, is the former president of the Honor Corps. Carmen, I appreciate you coming on. What is your take on what we've heard over the last several months? And why do you think so many VMI alums have, I mean, my impression, you correct me if I'm wrong, my impression is they've been pretty quiet during all of this, at least in public.
Well, John, I want to thank you very much for providing the platform. And
yes, sir, of course.
You had definitely challenged us as alum to answer that call to come forward. I think Matt Daniel, class of 85, did so.
He did
quite well.
Yeah.
And kudos to him. And I'm hoping I'm another person to come forward and defend VMI.
Good.
You know, if I may briefly comment on the interview you did with Ian Shapiro last week.
Now, Ian Shapiro is the Washington Post reporter who is big. Ian Shapiro has kind of been the point of the spear, tip of the spear on this story. And it's gotten a lot of publicity in the Washington Post, which then gets a lot of attention nationally, just so people know who we're talking about. But yes, sir, what's your reaction to his interview?
Well, two points I'd like to make. The first being, he said this isn't personal for him and that it's basic journalism. I think I'll go with the way Matt Daniel described it, as an unfair assault. He also raised the issue about whether or not the taxpayers of Virginia should pay for a school that touched upon a very small aspect of the honor system, which is the drum out. I would ask the residents of the state of Virginia to consider that VMI, a very small school in the Shenandoah Valley, has made a very large imprint, not only on the state, the nation, but arguably the world. And let's start with General George C. Marshall, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, also responsible for reconstructing Europe after World War II. We have had thousands of alumnus answer the call of this nation in time of war. 7 Medal of Honor recipients, a Pulitzer Prize winner, 11 Rhodes Scholars, Fulbright Scholars, presidents of colleges. We've been recognized by U.S. News and World Report since 2001 for being one of the top colleges in this nation. So I would say arguably that the state residents of Virginia are more than getting their money's worth, and I hope they will find VMI to be extremely important and relevant in today's society.
Well, in your role when you led the Honor Court at VMI, what is your assessment of the honor system at the school and when someone breaks the honor system, when someone betrays the honor system, the one penalty where you're removed from the school and your name is banished, is that too harsh, or is that a way of symbolically impressing upon everyone that this is a very serious obligation that they're taking when they arrive there?
Well, you know, the honor system is of form by the Corps of Cadets. It is solely their piece of VMI. And the honor system is the foundation upon which VMI exists. Without it, there isn't a VMI. So it is taken extremely seriously because we understand how important it is. And the Corps buys into it. They run it. They count on the members of the Honor Court to uphold the Honor Code, which is very simply, a cadet will not lie, cheat, or steal, nor tolerate those that do. So that is why, you know, we are so troubled when we hear our honor system under assault. Mm-hmm. And yes, with regard to the drum out, it is a very serious matter. And as a result of being so serious, there has to be serious consequences. You know, there is an educational process that goes on at VMI at the very early stages of a cadetship. And it begins with the President of the Honor Corps making it very clear in no uncertain terms that this is to be taken seriously and there will be accountability. And you learn that very quickly at VMI. You are accountable for your actions. There is also an education process that goes on where we spend time with the new cadets explaining to them the honor system, what it is all about, what is their responsibility, and if they have any questions to please ask us and we will get the answers for them. Mm-hmm. There is also a mentor system at VMI. It's where the first classmen or seniors kind of take under their wings. It's like a big brother system, the rats. And there's another opportunity to get clarity about the honor system, to understand what it entails and what that individual's responsibility mm-hmm. is.
Do you think that the assertion that the honor code is unevenly and unfairly, perhaps racially enforced, is an accurate assertion? I mean, I guess you coming from 1976 and then we fast forward to 2021, I don't know if you want to compare the two time periods, but how would you react to that assertion? Because that seems to be one of the main points of contention here, is that it's unfairly applied and it may be applied against African-American cadets to get rid of them, and it wouldn't be applied to a white cadet with the right family connections.
I flat out reject that assertion, and the reason being, I've talked with recent Honor Court presidents and Honor Court members, and let me be very clear. There are just two things that come under consideration. One is, has an honor code violation been committed? And also, can we prove beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law that that violation was actually committed? It has nothing to do with color of skin. I repeat, nothing to do with color of skin, nothing to do with gender, nothing to do whether you're a regimental commander, even a president of the honor court, which has been found guilty and dismissed for an honor court violation. So it applies across the board. It has nothing to do with skin color. It has nothing to do with gender. It has nothing to do with what member of class you are within the Corps of Cadets. It has everything to do with what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said in his I Have a Dream speech, content of character. Mm-hmm. That is it.
Do you think there's something to be gained from the ceremony of the drum out and the humiliation that the individual who's being drummed out feels there? Is how would you assess that? Should that be reevaluated objectively? Should we, with the new sensitivities of modern society, maybe change that?
No, I don't believe so at all. And I think to General Wynn's credit, they realized there was some concern with the FERPA laws, the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act, mm-hmm. and he made a good decision about removing the name from that drum out. So it needs to be there. It sends a very clear message, and it isn't a shaming of the cadet. The cadet knows what the consequences are of violating that code. It is the cadet that shames himself or herself, not VMI. So, no, that needs to stay in place. It sends a very clear message that the honor code is to be taken seriously. The honor court is doing its job, and we need to protect the honor code.
Yeah. You think VMI winds up in a better place at the end of all of this scrutiny, that it stands up to the scrutiny and survives in a strong position, or has this really been damaging?
Well, I think the narrative's been damaging. I know the powers that be of VMI are working very hard and are dedicated to, you know, preserving the VMI experience, which is ultimately the objective. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate the work that they're doing. So I think we just have to fight the very good fight, hopefully win in the court of public opinion, and, you know, come out and preserving the VMI experience. I mean, VMI is like everything else in society. It is not perfect. Yes, I'm sure you can find incidents of maybe racist exists, but the core question is it structural? Is it systemic? I mean, and you look at VMI. I mean, we've had, you know, black cadets that have been leaders in the Corps. You know, General Wins himself is a black alumnus. So to assert that it's structural or systemic, that is where I have a problem with it. It is not. And yes, just like every other institution, it's not perfect, but VMI addresses it to the best of its ability. And if we want to have a conversation as to whether or not we really tackled the infraction correctly, that's fair. But to go out there and say VMI is structurally racist and has an appalling culture, well, I'm sorry, Ian Shapiro at the Washington Post, we do take that personally. It may not be personal for you, but it's very personal to us as alumni of the Virginia Military Institute. Yeah.
I appreciate you coming on and talking about this today, and I hope we'll talk again. Carmen Villani, VMI alum from 1976 and the former president of the Honor Court at Virginia Military Institute, as this issue continues to unfold. Thank you for your assessment of this.
Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate your time.